On Friday, April 24th, McCroskey Arts Center in Grand Rapids hosted the Uncommon Loons production, Porters and Poetry, a benefit for Grand Rapids players. I don't have an official count, but something like a dozen poets read during the course of the evening. Most of them simply walked in and signed up on the open mic list. I don't have an official roster either, so to avoid missing someone, I'm not going to name any names. Many of the readers were new to me and apparently to everyone else involved, and that was one of the highlights for yours truly. It was an attentive and receptive audience. One of the organizers estimated 70-some people in the house. For a poetry reading anywhere in poetry land, that is a very respectable number. Those two sets of numbers, poetry readers and poetry listeners, suggest that this will not be the last time you'll hear me talking about porters and poetry. Summit's Great Northern Porter was the featured beverage, but some of our local Boreal brewers were there with samples too. I have to think that the spirits component had something to do with the turnout, duly noted. Uncommon Loons, get to know these characters. They're changing the arts landscape in the Northland. Dodger and I were in Minneapolis recently and decided to take in Mixed Blood Theater's current play, Pussy Valley. If you haven't been there, Mixed Blood is a small theater, maybe 200 seats, in the Cedar Riverside area. Nothing fancy, a little scruffy even, which makes us feel right at home. But it's a highly respected company, and the technical package is completely up to date. All the production values are consistently top-notch. Everyone involved is nationally and internationally pedigreed. The play explores the lives of four women living in what is, I believe, a fictional place somewhere in the American South called Pussy Valley, all four of them working as pole dancers in a dive called the Red Pony. The actresses had to actually learn how to pole dance, and they did it brilliantly. This is raw, edgy, challenging theater. The playwright is Katori Hall. The show was directed by Nataki Garrett, both African-American artists. And of the 10-member cast, only two are white. Lots of race anger here and gender anger. Violence against women is central. Of the men in the story, only one, the pre-op transsexual male-to-female owner of the Red Pony, is rendered in a positive light. There is humor, but it's dark, nuanced, driven by irony and despair. Pussy Valley runs at Mixed Blood Theater until May 10th, and I do recommend it. But FYI, this script is the sound of real people in really volatile relationships. Check your language and sexual political correctness at the door. It's okay to do that every once in a while.